The name of my presentation, USSR, the first computers, and evolution of cybernetics. Evolution of cybernetics. Two parts of my presentation. Part one, the first computers and evolution of cybernetics. And part second, several key moments after first computers of the Soviet informatics. It's lucky that a half of part one was published in summer newsletter. You know it, about first computers and first organizations using these first computers. So very shortly about point one and point two. Point three, difficult fate of cybernetics in the USSR. It was interesting, very dramatic story. And point four, first courses very shortly in three Soviet universities, first courses of lectures. And point five, first Soviet books on programming computers and their applications. And their significant role in several foreign countries. So point one, first computers, and very famous step was 4th of December 1948. It was the first patient to the prominent Soviet scientist Isaac Brook and Bashir Ramiev, for the invention of automatic digital computers. And at the moment, every year in Russia, 4th of December, we have the National Day, the Day of Informatics. The Day of Informatics. And in Kyiv, the prominent computer pioneer Sergei Lebedev pointed the architecture of his computer MESM. MESM. MESM means small electronic machine. So two first Soviet computers, MESM and M1, the teams led by Sergei Lebedev in Kyiv and Isaac Brook in Moscow began their creation in 1949. These two computers were created in the academic institutes in parallel, in the same days, difference maybe 1 week, in the end of 1951. MESM speed was about 50 operations per second, and power consumption 25 kilowatts. It's Sergei Lebedev, computer MESM. 6,000 vacuum tubes, very huge computer. And computer M1, Brooks computer, only 730 vacuum tubes and a room 15 square meters and 20 operations per second and power consumption 8 kilowatts. Isaac Brook, computer M1 and computer Strela. I decided to present you three computers. Two first computers, MESM and M1, and computer Strela, because computer Strela was serial one computer. And computer MESM and computer M1 made their calculations in the laboratories, in Lebedev laboratories and Brooks laboratories. But in the computer Strela was installed in seven very important Soviet organizations. So it was 2,000 operations per second, 6,000 vacuum tubes, and the computer room was over 400 square meters. And I'm lucky because I saw this huge computers. I remember it's very clear. This it was a lot of vacuum tubes and computer Strela. Bashir Rameyev, the designer of computer Strela. 7 organizations. The Institute of Applied Mathematics, director of this mathematics, prominent mathematician Mstislav Keldysh. Computer Center number 1 of the Ministry of Defense. The scientific head of this computer center was Anatoly Kitov. Research Institute Almaz and Computing Center of the Academy of Sciences, the director, academician Darodnitsyn, and Research Computing Center of the Moscow State Lomonosov University and 2 nuclear federal nuclear centers, Arzamas 16, very secret, and Chelyabinsk 70. Mstislav Keldysh. First goal of this institute was the calculation for the creation of atomic bombs. And a lot of military tasks on the computer Strela was, in particular, the ballistic calculations for first Sputnik and for the flight of Yuri Gagarin in this computer center. And Anatoly Kitov. Research Institute Almaz, created in Soviet Union, the missile, air defense missile systems, the head of this secret institute. Anatoly Darodnitsyn, Andrei Tikhonov, the scientific director of the Computer Center of Moscow State Lomonosov University. The prominent mathematician, maybe you remember, you know his book, Tikhonov-Samarsky, very famous book of modeling of mathematician physics. And two nuclear centers, Arzamas 16 and Chelyabinsk 70. It's 7 organizations, only for weapons, you see, military tasks, and it's a museum in the Arzamas 16, one of the first atomic bomb, and Andrei Sakharov, and Julius Hariton, very famous physicist. And very prominent role of computer Strela was in 50s. The point number 3, difficult fate of cybernetics in the USSR. First 7 years of cybernetics in the USSR, it was proclaimed like bourgeois pseudoscience. Maybe you remember? And the servant of imperialism, pseudoscience, ideological weapon of imperialist reactions. It started in Stalin's time. Cybernetics was the typical victim of Stalinist regime, like genetics. And in 1951, Anatoly Kitov in a secret library read the book of Norbert Wiener, Cybernetics, and understood that it's a very good, very useful science. And he understood it and wrote the article, Main Features of Cybernetics. it is a very brave step. For example, it's one of the articles against cybernetics, only negative in central Soviet press. You see the factory of robots, new robot name of this factory. Maybe this is Norbert Wiener. This is too fat first gentleman, a capitalist and aggressive military general. The customers of new robots. And in this article, the author wrote that robots, it's not a labor people of, and they, these robots are ready to fight against the socialist countries. And for example, to get the permission for reading Norbert Wiener's book Cybernetic, Anatoly Kitov had the permission of the main marshal of Soviet artillery, Marshal Voronov. Only after this permission he had the access to this book. And that time he was only 31, quite young scientist and military scientist. And in co-authors, he invited the famous professor Ляпунов, Алексей Ляпунов, and very famous academician Sergei Sobolev. Sobolev is a mathematician. He is one of the main creator of atomic bomb. He had huge influence in government circles. First of all, in 1953, Kitov and Ляпунов visited the ideological department of the Communist Party, in the Central Communist Party, and explained them about cybernetics and get permission to organize the lectures. They decided we had the approval of the scientists of the USSR, so they give many lectures with absolutely full halls. I have the photo that a lot of people in Polytechnic Museum in Moscow, in the passes, many people. And it was like fresh air after Stalin's death. The lectures, of course, they made after in spring of 1953, after Stalin's death, not before. And Гурий Марчук, the president of Academy of Sciences of Soviet Union, wrote that this article was a great importance for the understanding of new field of knowledge. It was the solid state. This article was published in the Communist Party magazine, The Questions of Philosophy. And it was the absolutely victory in the struggle of cybernetics in 1955. And after it, in Soviet Union, organized a lot of faculties, departments, chairs with the word cybernetics. It was like mushrooms after the rain. A lot of, much more in comparison with United States, the motherland of cybernetics. It was the feature of Soviet socialist system. Pseudoscience or good science and a lot of departments, cybernetics, a lot of institutes in Kiev, in Moscow, in Estonia, Armenia, Georgia, Uzbekistan, and Institute of Cybernetics of the National Academy of Sciences. And shortly, first lectures started in 1951. Three universities. Сергей Лебедев about computing. Lectures about computing. Сергей Лебедев in Moscow Power Engineering Institute, МЭИ in Russian. Анатолий Китов in Artillery Engineering Academy in Moscow. And Башир Рамеев in the Moscow Engineering Physics Institute, МИФИ in Russian. Quite famous institute. First book. Two secret Soviet books, because we had several translation American books and Russian books. But secret. It was Люстерник Абрамов Шура Бура. We said yesterday evening about him. And first in 1952, and computer application in 1953, Анатолий Китов. But it was with special label books, not for people. Not, for example, not in bookshops. Not in bookshops. And first book in bookshops, Electronic Digital Computers. The John Carr, professor of University of Michigan, in 1958 wrote in his book Lectures on Programming, famous book Lectures of Programming, that the questions of programming, manual and automatic, is to that time was good in Kitov's book. And Czechoslovakia, Poland, China. Another book, Китов-Криницкий, Electronic Computers, published Pergamon Press, Czechoslovakia, China. And Сергей Лебедев, good book. And this, it was in this series, famous series, international series of monographs on electronic and instrumentation. And first Soviet textbook, like wrote academician Marchuk, this is encyclopedia on computers and programming, 600 pages. Китов and Криницкий, first textbook, and it's in Romania. Studied, yes, you remember this book, and in the, it was very interesting that in the libraries of Moscow universities, the people said to me, the students had the cues for this book. So the cues. It's in German. It's in Romania. Yes? Yes. Do you remember this book in Romania?
Yes, I
do. Oh yeah. Yes. If you know another book, it's interesting for us. Give the information for me, please, and I have. Maybe my email is vladimir.kitov@mail.ru. Only keystones, only about what was after first computers, after the victory of cybernetics in the Soviet Union. The computer schools of Lebedev, Rameyev, and Brook still continue to create new computers. In the Soviet Union in 19.2, in the Soviet Union in 1959 was suggested the first in the world nationwide computer network. Do you know it? This May, I was invited to the Palo Alto 40 years old celebration of the protocol TCP/IP. It was conference. And they know about this project. It was wonder for me. And couple words about applications and automated management systems. ASU in Russia, maybe you know. It was whole industry in Soviet Union. About million of people, programmers, analytics, accountants, electronic people worked in this industry. And Viktor Glushkov was informal leader in the country of this industry. And last point, Soviet computers. Yes, IBM, like clones of IBM 360. It was the beginning of the end of Soviet computers, unfortunately. So, Lebedev, Brook, Ramiev. And computers, Minsk. Why Minsk? It was in 1960s, it was the most popular computer in Soviet Union. About 3,000 computers it was. And computers created in Kyiv, and in Yerevan, and others. Вот Лебедев, Бессом, second, Бессом 4, Бессом 6. Бессом 6 was the top of the line, of Лебедев's line. That time in 1960s, second part, it was 1 million operations.
Бессом 5
missing. No, it was not very popular. It was, but it wasn't very popular. And Бессом 6, 1 million operations per second. The most powerful computer in Europe. Its main developers, this is Сергей Лебедев, the computer pioneer. Brook created a lot of small computers. Small computers. And M2, M3, M4, M5. And M5, it was performance 50,000 operations per second. Computer. Bashir Ramiev, after Strela, started to create the Ural series, very famous in the USSR. Ural, Minsk computer. 3,000. And 3,000 copies of this computer. The main designer, Viktor Prizhayelkovsky. In Kyiv computers, Glushkov created these computers. Viktor Glushkov. First network. In 1959, Anatoly Kitov sent two letters to create, to make the perestroika in economy management, to create the nationwide computer network for it. And this book with his proposals, 1958. And Nikita Khrushchev. First letter, January, second letter in autumn, with project. At the end, it's pleasure for me to present two new books of this year to our moderator, Professor Netkov, and to the John von Neumann Computer Society. It's this book. It's the last book of famous scientist Борис Малиновский, Soviet computer pioneers. It's for you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And this book by Malinovsky to you.
Thank you very much.
This is my pleasure. And it's not last. the second one book. It's a new book about Anatoly Kitov. It was interesting of this book that the maybe its first book, then the author of this book is professional writer, not historian people, not computer people. He is famous writer, the member of Union of Writers.
Thank you. Thank you.
To you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.